Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm so excited that today I get to bring to you someone who is absolutely addicted, but not in the way that you would think, not to make fun of addiction in any way. However, we're going to talk about what Faith Sage cannot help herself but do. Faith, I'm so excited you're here today.
I am so excited to be here. Holy cow. And yeah, this addiction.
Now, I have to say, so first and foremost, a little bit about Faith Sage. She has a serious background in copy, psychology, understanding the principles behind sales. And so I remember one day seeing, I think it was just the other day, I saw this live go up on Facebook and Faith says, I have an addiction. And I clicked on it. I'm like, I'm so worried about her. Is she okay? Let's dive on in and talk a little bit about what that is. Now, that's a great example of great copy being put into use, but let's talk about what it is.
Absolutely. So my family and I, we like to do board games and card games and different things like that. And puzzles are a huge part of everything that we like to do. So my family pulls out this puzzle and they put it on the table and I can't help myself. It's all I can think about is solving this puzzle, putting that next piece in, finding that one. And I can actually have a unique gift that I can actually look at the puzzle piece, look at the box, and I can tell you exactly where it fits into the puzzle, like immediately. And when that puzzle's on the table, I can't help myself. I have to work on it. Like, we went and visited a great uncle of mine, and he lived in a nursing home. And we walked by, my mom, my husband, my daughter, and myself. And we walked by going down the hallway, the table sitting out there, and there was a puzzle on it, and it was for the residents. Yeah, I did it. I'm guilty. I put the puzzle piece together. I like, get all of it. And then we hurried up and rushed down the hallway so that nobody would see that it was us.
Oh my gosh. But that related to something else, right? Because you literally cannot help yourself when you see a puzzle. You have to put it together, even if it means stealing the joy of an elderly citizen. They're going to have to literally like break it up and then, right? But this relates to something else entirely, right?
Yes, absolutely. So funnels are a big puzzle. Like, you have to have all the pieces together in a specific way. Otherwise the puzzle's just not correct. The funnel's not correct. Like, nothing's going to flow. It's going to look wonky and stupid. And you can't jam them in there and make them work, and you can't recut the piece. I mean, funnels are just like a big puzzle.
I love that. So when you think about what most people are doing, let's actually dive into what people are doing wrong with funnels. What do you see?
I see a lot of it that they neglect to put their personality in their funnels. Like, I'm a huge proponent, like, they're buying you. They're not buying the product that you're selling. So if you're not in there, then what's the point of it all anyway? Not to mention when they get on the back end onto the email list and they start getting the products, getting the emails from you on the back end, and your personality starts to come out in your emails, that's called a bait and switch. Like, nobody wants that, because you got the front, it's all sterile, it's clean. It's kind of, you know, if you manage to make a sale, then they go onto the back end and they see all these vibrant, colorful emails coming through, and they're like, who is this? Like, what happened to the other person? Where am I at? I don't even know. Unsubscribe. So I'm a big proponent of putting all the words, the catchphrases that you use, all the personality that you have, putting it on in the funnel and on the front pages.
Now, I'll be the first to say, even for me, that's a little scary sometimes, Faith, because what happens if someone sees your, oh my gosh, or hey guys, and is completely turned off immediately by your personality? That's a little scary for some marketers, including myself. What do you say about that?
It is. I say bring it on, because those are not your people anyway. you want people that are going to resonate with you. You want people that are going to be like, heck yeah, that is my person. That's my peep. I'm going to follow them to the ends of the world. Those are the people that you want. All the other people, someone else can cater to them, not you.
I love that. I love that. So permission granted to admit finally that I like the color pink. I like this.
Absolutely. Do it.
So great. Okay. One question I have is when you look at a funnel and you say that funnel has to be crushing it, what elements generally speaking do you see?
I see that they've actually tapped into the personality of themselves. That funnel speaks something differently than all the other carbon copies out there. Mm-hmm. It's not a templatized one. I'm big on not having templates for funnels. But it has a huge, beautiful headline, and it speaks directly to a pain point that that client or customer is potentially having at that moment. And it's going to solve that. Now, I don't know, like on the back end, obviously, if it's crushing it or not, but if they have a huge headline that immediately taps into one of those psychological fears or insecurities that people are having, that's generally going to bring the people through the door. Now, if they can perform on the back end, that's a whole nother story.
That's so good. That is so good. So oftentimes I think people try to handle their funnels themselves. Mm-hmm. What are some signs that someone's ready to start outsourcing elements of their funnel building?
This is a big question. I get this quite a bit. So if when they're ready, it is, they've got the funnel up. They've listened to all the videos, all the gurus talking about how to put a funnel together, how to get, you know, your opt-in ready, how to get this, how to get that. And they've done all the work. They've put it all together and they've launched it, even did the launch like they were supposed to, but nothing happened. They got like one opt-in. At that point in time, they need to find someone that they can trust, some funnel builder, optimization specialist, or whatever, that understands these puzzle pieces and can tap into it and see where they're wrong. Like a lot of times, not necessarily where they're wrong, but where they could use more beefing up. Because a lot of times it's just their headlines aren't catchy enough, or their color schemes are not catchy enough, or they're using too many colors, or the colors are really boring and dull and they don't have, like their buttons aren't standing out. There's a lot of them, but most of the time it's generally the copy on the headline. Like they're not, it's not catchy enough, but a lot of times you're too close to the situation. You don't see it.
So no one thing I was going to say, one of the things I really like about your background in studying marketing is that you have spent so much time studying copy before ever even realizing that you fell in love with funnels. How closely do you marry the two processes?
100%. They're like hitched for life. There is no divorce.
Yes. I love that.
Well, a funnel is actually copywriting in image form for me. So when you have a beautiful piece of copy written for whatever product or service that you're offering, a funnel is only there to accentuate that copy. That's it. Like you're not putting flashy colors up there. You're not doing, it's just accentuating the copy that is already on the page. So it's just like, for me, it's like pure poetry and pure art completely.
That is so good. Now you have a really great example, and it was a really fun highlight. I know that you worked on with a client, and I'm sure some people would love to see that. Where can people learn a little bit more about the work that you do and have done, and feel free to share with us what that is?
So anybody can go to faithsage.net. I have a free opt-in on there for my newsletter. But I also have a case study that I did for a gardening client, and he was kind of unsure about funnels. Like he had hired a funnel builder and they totally did not do a good job. So it was easy for me to shine on that one, but it's sad to say for him, he spent extra money twice, which sucks. Oh. But so his opt-in, we generated, I want to say just shy of 700 emails. Opt-ins in 6 days. So it was massively successful for his opt-in, and he was super happy, super like, oh my gosh, gave me a raving testimony and everything, which is the power of what you can do with an opt-in funnel and knowing the pieces and the market and having everything ready.
I love that so much. So thank you so much, you guys. If you want to grab that case study, we will link to it above the video, beneath the video, or in the comments at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. We will catch you all later. Thank you so much for joining us, Faith.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. We'll catch you in the next episode.